The news in touch with your world, I'm Ulka Seer. Good afternoon. Ramaphosa welcomes state capture inquiry and public works official nabbed for corruption. Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa has admitted that the ruling alliance has a huge job ahead in the upcoming 2019 elections, amid fractures within its ranks. Ramaphosa says the alliance needs to acknowledge its shortcomings if it hopes to achieve its goals.
We must address the concerns amongst our people that some leaders across all spheres of government and in the private sector are helping themselves to the resources that are meant for the poor.
Ramaphosa also said they need to confront the allegations of state capture and welcomed President Jacob Zuma's announcement of an inquiry into the matter.
The president has agreed that this commission is going to be appointed, and all we are waiting for is for the announcement to appoint this commission, because that is when the whole truth will come out.
A 31-year-old administrative officer from the Department of Public Works, who was arrested for allegedly soliciting a bribe of 80,000 rand from a service provider, appeared in the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court today. Hawks spokesperson Sifiso Nyakane says Lefa Melesi allegedly played a pivotal role in a service provider being awarded a tender to fix a roof at a correctional services building. Nyakane says Melesi will appear in court again on July 14th.
The matter was reported to the Hawks, who subsequently set a trap which led to his arrest upon receiving the bribe at Showgate Shopping Complex in Bloemfontein. The 80,000 cash, two cell phones, as well as VW Polo GTI was subsequently seized. He was granted 10,000 bail. The case was postponed to 14 July for further investigation.
The ANC's largest region in the Western Cape will be dissolved, following a decision taken during the party's Provincial Executive Committee over the weekend. Chair of the ANC's Dula Omar region, Zolani Sotashe, which covers the Cape Town Metro, called an urgent press conference yesterday afternoon where he and a few other party members voiced their unhappiness with this move. The ANC's top provincial leaders are fuming Sotashe took this route. Party's Provincial Secretary Faiz Jacob says the PEC's decision is final and the Dula Omar region will be disbanded due to misbehavior in the past.
The unauthorized press conference and statements made by the minority of members of the Western Cape PEC and also minority of some regional executives is regrettable and goes against the constitution of the ANC, our policies, our values and practice.
Your top story at this hour, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa says the ruling alliance has a huge job ahead in the upcoming 2019 elections and welcome the upcoming inquiry into state capture. Reach us via email, send your mail to news@ofm.co.za.